Welcome to Real Estate Boss Radio. What's up, Real Estate Bosses? It's Coburn Shepik. Welcome to September. I hope you had a great month in August. In August, we started to touch on wholesaling properties. Wholesaling real estate, single family homes, is a huge opportunity to make cash very quickly, and it's great because you don't actually have to touch the real estate. All you gotta do is be creative in finding your deals and creative in how you market these deals to investor buyers. So in August, we dug into some types of real estate that you'd like to buy, how to write an offer, how to talk to sellers. This should give you a good idea, a brief idea of what types of real estate you're looking for. You still need to find your niche. Are you looking to buy fixer-uppers? Are you looking to buy rental properties? Are you looking for seller financing? Are you looking for cash deals? You need to decide this for yourself. One is not better than the other. But what I will say is that you must bring value to your investor buyers. So you have to bring good deals to the table. You can't just buy any deal on the market that's at market value that has no terms or nobody's gonna want it because they can buy it from the MLS or anywhere on the internet that you found it yourself. In September, I'm excited for this month because this is where the games begin. We're gonna talk about marketing, how to market on regular classified ads, for example, Craigslist. You know, there's different platforms in every state. I grew up in Salt Lake City, Utah. We used a website called KSL. It's basically a news platform, but a very popular classified ad platform. So find out what the best for sale by owner sites are in your state, and I would focus on the top three. Post ads, might be Craigslist in your area. I know in Vegas, Craigslist is huge. Phoenix, Craigslist is big. So find out the top few sites in your area. Post ads of multiple different types of properties, just so you can get the hang of things. Find out we've got some ad examples that you can kind of use as a template. Build your own for what works for your business. And post a few different ads to figure out what type of traffic you get to different ads. So you're gonna work on building this list of buyers. And at the same time, you're gonna be calling on houses for sale to hopefully get something under contract, and you'll have a buyer in place to sell that contract to for your flat fee or whatever it may be. Let some cash come in. We're gonna start with free ads. Anytime you can market for free, the better, of course. But once you have an ad that actually brings traffic in, once you have an ad that brings, you know, hundreds of viewers, you're getting calls, now you know how to talk to these people, I would suggest dumping a little money into that one ad and really giving it all for a week or so. You don't need a huge list of buyers. And we'll dig into it this month in the documents. But for example, I'd rather have five very qualified investors that I know their criteria, I know how to bring them value, and I actually have that value to bring. Rather than people have lists that have, you know, 300, 400, 500 people on their list, and they're 99% of them are wannabes. They don't buy. They just like thinking they're gonna buy, but they don't actually buy. So it's a huge waste of time. It's a huge waste of money because it costs you money because your time or somebody else's time to talk to these people, send them deals, etc. It's a waste of time. So focus on capturing the best investors on the market. You're gonna find these people because they're gonna be the ones that call on all your ads. They're gonna be serious. They understand what they want. They understand how much they can take. We're gonna give you a list of criteria questions that you can sort of filter these buyers in and out of your list. Make sure you're asking all these questions to every caller you have, because it's so important to get as much information as possible. You need to understand what type of real estate they're buying. Are they buying two bedrooms only 3 bedrooms and above, 5 bedrooms and above? Are they buying in this submarket in Phoenix? Are they buying downtown? Are they buying, you know, previous to 1970? Are they buying, you know, just long-term deals? Do they need rental properties? Are they looking for fixer-uppers? Do they need to make 20 grand? Do they need to make 20% margin? Understand all these numbers so you can bring great value to these people and they will buy your properties over and over and over again. So we're gonna really dive into marketing this month. On the flip side, you need to have a good system for how you present these properties. Once you have these properties, you need to have a good system of presenting them to your buyers. We're gonna talk about Google Drive to keep your lists organized, your contacts organized. We're also gonna talk about CRMs. MailChimp, for example, you can submit, you can literally tie or integrate your Google Drive into MailChimp. So your list automatically plugs into a CRM. A CRM is a system that you can send multiple messages at once in a sequence. It's a great marketing tool, and this is just the most simplified form of it. So you can actually plug your contact list into MailChimp, and then every time you have a new property, you can add that property to your email and press send, and it's going to send it to your whole list. So I would suggest using MailChimp. It's simple. It takes, you know, a couple hours to set up. Build yourself a template. So every time you have a new property, all you got to do is edit that template and upload some photos, upload your couple documents. Every time you get a property to sell to this list, you want to present it to the buyer in the most efficient and effective manner, because you don't want to make it complicated for them to, you don't want them to have to ask you for any information. You want zero contact until somebody's ready to buy. So include as many photos as you possibly can. Even a video would be fantastic. Include the best description possible. Tell them the pros and cons of the property. Tell them the location. Tell them the address. Give them an actual copy of the contract that you have on the property. Show them what your terms are. Show them how much money you're making from them. Give them an estimated repairs, an actual number of what needs to be repaired, the best that you can do. Give them an ARV. They need to understand their margin, what they need to put in the property, and what they're getting out of the property. And also give them an assignable contract, so they actually have the option to sign a contract right there and send it to you and take over the property. So you want to present this package that somebody can literally just take over without much back and forth. So simple, effective, and that's how you're going to get the most business and create the best relationships. You want to be the best at anything, of course. And I've actually, on a side note, I've actually put myself on a lot of these lists, and I would suggest you do as well. We'll actually say that in this month. Put yourself in week one. Spend some time, now that you understand what you're sort of looking for, take some time to scroll through for sale by owner sites. You're gonna find ads for buyers from other investors. Call these people, talk to them, understand their business, understand what you like about them, what you don't like about them, what you wanna bring into your own business, and what you think is just stupid. Get on their list. Understand, you know, how they present their properties. Understand, you know, what they're making. Understand, you know, just get to know how other people are doing their business so you can do yours a little better. So anyway, you guys, September, share as much as you can in the community. We're really pushing hard to get as much members as we can this month in here. So let's start to engage more. So excited for this month. I'm Coburn Shepik. Cheers, you guys.